Turn it up.
Get ready.
You're tuned in to VO Buzz Weekly.
The show where aspiring voice actors,
established VO pros,
and curious fans alike get to meet and learn.
From the mega successful talent in voiceover.
Hear their personal stories.
Find out how they became so successful.
Learn their secrets and join them at the top.
Come on,
get seriously buzzed with your hosts, Chuck Duran and Stacey J. Aswad.
Hey everybody, I'm Stacey J.
And I'm Chuck Duran.
Welcome to the 100th episode of VO Buzz Weekly.
Wow!
Yes!
Put it there. What an accomplishment.
We're excited.
Holy
Can
Toledo.
You tell?
Who would have known when we started out this show? How long has it been now?
January 2012. So it's almost 2 years. That
this show was going to grow to be as big as it is.
I know.
Right?
It's a privilege.
We
are so grateful.
It.
And we have, in honor of our 100th episode,
yes,
we have brought back our very first guest, our brother, our chosen family member, Jess Harnell.
Jess Harnell, ladies and
gentlemen. And we're going to have some fun with that.
We're going to have a party today.
And then we also got some wonderful MP3s and video clips from some of our other guests.
Oh my gosh, hilarious.
So we're going to sprinkle those in. You guys will love those. Thank you for sharing those. And thank you to all of our guests who came on the show and gave their heart and their wisdom and their humor so generously to us.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And to all of you. And we also want to thank the guys that you don't see.
Ah.
Our crew. From the beginning, we had Matthew and Malcolm Gordon. Jeff Castelluccio, our editor, and then we have the wonderful Joy Federighi join us, who's
Joy
with us
is
in the
awesome.
Studio and also edits for us. And
Absolutely.
Then when we go on location,
we have
Ryan Legou and,
we have
Ken
Kane, who's also the bass player of Rock Sugar.
Yes.
We like to mix the family up, yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys. We could not do this without you, and we love you and hope you'll stick around for the next one.
Yeah, for the next one.
Exactly.
We'd also like to thank all of our sponsors out there. Who do we have? We have Neumann Sennheiser.
Neumann.
I mean, we would not be able to sound as good as we do without those guys, right? All these microphones we got along. Here you go, baby. We have Nejla to thank for her wonderful buzz bars.
Yes.
Nejla's.
Delicious.
Oh,
you
my goodness.
You have not had them. Nejla's.com.
You better have some.
Have them.
Traditional medicinal for our throat coat teas that keep our throats nice and soothed.
Ding.
Mm. Delish. We have Entertainer's Secret. You guys haven't tried that spray or doing voiceover, man, you're missing out. It's really, really great.
Harlan Hogan. Voiceover Essentials.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Thank you, Harlan.
Yep. Vocal Booth to Go. And am I forgetting anybody?
I
don't think so.
There's
Thank
more
you,
coming
guys.
On board. And I'm
Absolutely.
So excited. Thank you so, so much. And finally, to our friends and family.
Our friends and family.
All over the country that watch the show and support us and listen to our brainstorming and just support us. We love you guys. And so I think, Chuck, we need to let the party continue.
No.
Are you ready, you guys?
Let's do it.
Here we go. Okay, we are getting this party started the right way. We are going back to the beginning. Our very first guest ever on VO Buzz Weekly back in January 2012 was our brother.
Those were the days.
Family. Jess Harnell.
Hey!
Absolutely.
Hey! Congratulations!
Oh,
100 episodes.
Thank
Congratulations.
So we are just going to have a little... We have to show... There's a lot of boot...
Oh, dude, show your boots, too.
Oh, yeah.
Look, see?
We're actually going to start a shoe store after we shoot this one, guys. If the whole voiceover thing doesn't work out, we're going to go into shoes.
Shoes and hair.
Yeah. Hair. Well, come on. How much time
hair.
You got?
Yeah. By the way...
Good hair, shoes, and accessories
two
are very
kinds
important.
Of celebrations Indeed. Here. Yeah. First of all, our 100th episode celebration.
Woo-hoo!
And second, our... amazing freaking hair celebration. Dude, what's
I know,
up?
Particularly.
Every time
well,
I see
you know
your hair is
Chuck.
Longer,
more beautiful?
Are you taking horse hormones?
Yes. You know what? I'm actually taking horse. It's just pure horse. You get shots, and this is what happens. No, dude, this is what happens when you're not paying attention. I mean, how long ago did we do that first episode of your show?
January 2012. January 8th, I think.
So that's like almost two years ago. Okay, well, a lot's changed. I mean, obviously, I got more hair going on, and we've had a lot of great times, and you guys have had all this great success. I'm so proud of you. But what people might not be interested to know is that, in addition, I never have left the studio. You know that I basically sleep underneath the building in a nice little cubby that I made, and it's very cozy.
That's why we had to bring them back.
Yeah, you slide the food in, and then I just go to sessions and come back and crash again.
Well, but first I want to say that Jess, it's so weird to call you Jess because I always call you Jessie.
Jessie, you can call me that. But on IMDb, it's Jess.
His professional name is Jess. But Jessie has been so supportive from day one.
Yeah.
And was so welcoming and open and gracious about, hey, if you don't know this person, I'll introduce you. So thank you so much for all the
and he did, yes.
Support
you're
welcome.
Gave us. And, you've
and they all love you guys now.
They do. Thanks.
They won't talk to me anymore, but they love you guys.
But you also, you know, when you speak about the show out and your sessions and out in the world, you're just always so generous about it. So thank you. You're a really great ambassador for it.
Welcome, Stacey. And you know what's funny, too? I'll tell you, I do Comic-Cons sometimes, you know, and those are entertaining, and there's a lot going on there. But what's really cool is that they always ask me in panels, the biggest question you can imagine is, how can I get into voiceover? Mm. And it's really nice now to be able to say, you got to check out VO Buzz Weekly. You know, and I always do that. And it's nice because, honest to goodness, I mean, I would say that even if the show sucked, because I love you guys, but the show's great.
Yeah.
So I could say it and nobody gets mad at me.
I know.
Wait, but we have to go back. Okay, we want to show.
With the size thing?
Yes, okay. Because
Because you guys are nuts.
No, listen. But to our credit, I will say, you know what? We said, okay, if we wait until we have the perfect budget, the perfect set, we'd still be waiting.
Yeah.
So God love us.
They had to start.
We started somewhere. And the set, I always call it looks like a yard sale.
It was all right.
Jessie's
it was
all right. Chair is like up here.
Yeah.
We're like down here like, then what happened, Jess? And everyone would come up to him and say, gosh, we didn't think Jessie was like that big of a guy.
I'm a giant of a man.
Huge. Yeah.
I know, dude. I look enormous.
In fact, let's show a little clip
Check this
from
out.
The very first episode.
Yeah.
Wow.
Guys, you know, if you got nothing to do and you want to learn something new, something exciting, something you haven't seen before, you gotta watch VO Buzz Weekly. You're gonna learn all the ins and outs with Chuck and Stacy. And if you don't watch, I'll come to your house and I'll stab you in the neck with a soldering iron. You know, see stuff like that. Yeah, right?
Can you believe that?
Was that crazy?
Dude, I'm just like, hey,
well,
dude.
Chuck,
I know, dude.
Well, you are working out more, so see?
Yes, I am. Thank you for noticing that, too. Anyway, so,
you're looking great,
thanks,
buddy.
Thanks, man.
So
you guys, I'm just trying to keep up.
Yeah, and so just to let everybody know, this is not a regular formatted VO Buzz Weekly show. Today, anything goes. We're going to be sharing some videos with you guys of some of our guests that have been on that have sent, you know, videos. Some of them are hilarious. Mm-hmm. You guys are going to love it. We have, what do we have?
What do you have?
We have some MP3s.
We have MP3s.
And we're just going to kind of, you know.
And we're going to chat. We're going to chat with our buddy Jesse here.
Yeah, and I'm going to chat back because I got some things that I would like people to know about you guys that I'm actually curious about asking too. So I'm going to turn the table.
But you know what's great? I got it. First
I've
of
known
all,
him a long
time. He does. And I've known him a long time. But check this out. Here's what I love about Jesse. And people ask me all the time, you know, hey man, how can I become successful in the voiceover business, you know? And I'm like, well, why don't you do the things that successful people do?
Dude, that's it.
You know, because all the classes in the world are not going to hack it.
Yeah.
There are certain things that successful people do that make them successful.
Yeah.
And it's like he talks about, and I'm going to toot our own horn for a little bit, but because of you.
You got the horn, use it, man.
You said, I watch VO Buzz Weekly. He's not kidding. In fact, we have, whenever we have missed maybe not sending him a newsletter, he's like, hey, I didn't get my newsletter.
Make
him
do
$35 if they don't notify me. It's $35.
Exactly. So, but my point is this. All right. Here's a guy who's doing pretty well in the voiceover business, right? Thank God.
It's not bad. If not this, it's valet parking.
Yeah. No. We're not going to say how well, but he's doing very well. Doesn't really need to watch VO Buzz Weekly ever. But does.
Yeah.
So.
And it's not just because Stacey looks nice.
Thank you for doing that.
You look nice too. How do you like them apples?
True. Although, if you had your own show, I'd watch
it. You'd watch it too.
Yeah,
come on. I should have a show of me watching your show. That's what a reality of me just hanging out with my girl, watching you guys go ahead, watching kicking the cats off the couch. That'd be outstanding.
But no, there's the cats have first dibs.
The cats, I know. Yeah.
Oh gosh.
I forgot.
Yes. Just remember the audience. No.
Oh, hello. I'm author and legendary voiceover artist, Joseph Riano. Oh, this? Well, I just came in from the club, the very exclusive club. It's a club of the people who have been on VO Buzz Weekly for 7 or more episodes. I'm the only member of the club. And seeing as there probably won't be anyone else joining me in this exclusive club, I'd like to take this opportunity, as author and voiceover legend Joseph Riano, to wish all my best to the VO Buzz Weekly folks on their 100th episode. Chuck Duran, hashtag dude looks like a lady. Stacey Aswad, hashtag nom, nom, nom. All the best to you too. And now, well, it's, what's that? Ashton, bring the car around. All right, thank you. I have more activities at the club. So until next time, and until your 200th episode, I'll be seeing you again. Here's to many more. Ashton, I told you to bring around the Bentley.
So let's just do a quick update. What's going on with you since we've, you know, well, we've seen you, but since maybe our viewers have seen you.
Oh, first of all, it's good to see you again. I missed you guys.
I mean, two hit shows, Sophia the First. Yeah,
Doc McStuffins became like this phenomenon of a show. You know, it's like the number one kids show in the world, I think, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And then Sophia the First is a big hit. But it was really nice, Stacey, is I just have sort of become sort of a mainstay over at Disney TV Animation, which is really nice because for a while I was doing all this Warner Brothers stuff and everything like that. And I always said, I'd really like to get a bunch of shows at Disney. And now I've got a bunch of shows at Disney. I got a top secret new one coming out. I can't reveal too much about it, but it's going to be starting soon. And it's going to make a big old noise. And I'm married on the show to a very famous woman.
Ooh.
So it's cool. And what's great is I get to be the dumb. And I like being the dumb guy. Because the kids love the dumb guy and he's funny and I get to
and
say funny stuff.
It's a good lollipop.
It's a good lollipop as well in 50 different flavors, folks.
Wow.
So I'm doing that and I'm still doing America's Funniest Home Videos. And I just worked on this new movie called Meet Mr. Peabody, which is like they're bringing back Peabody and Sherman. Mm-hmm. I just did that today. And, I can't really say that. I got a big thing coming up with Pixar that you'll know about in a year. These guys will update you, but it's awesome. You guys are going to freak out. And, you know, I'm still doing this groovy band with you, which
that's
is great.
Right, Rock Sugar.
And basically, man, it's really funny because people ask me all the time, what are you working on? And all I really remember of it, and it has nothing to do with drugs and alcohol, folks, because seriously, never done it, never will. Not a day in my life. I know you're thinking, that's not true.
Right.
It is.
It is.
But all I really remember about my days is driving, because I drive.
You
and
drive.
That's all I do. I drive around. I'm one of these new Skylanders for Activision. They're these toys that kids love. Right now, all you kids are going,
exciting.
Yeah, so I'm one of them now. I mean, there's all this stuff, but basically, I just remember the traffic.
The driving, the waiting.
That's pretty much it. I love the job. I just got to drive all over the place.
But the thing is that you have to look at it as like, okay, what do I really do for a living?
Drive.
There you go. Yeah. Mouth traffic's great.
But isn't it nice to have somewhere to go?
No, it's fantastic to have somewhere to go.
Because if you actually didn't have to talk for money and all you had to do was drive to the studio and be there for a little while and then come home, you'd still do it.
Which is basically what would happen if I was trying to get a job because I have no qualifications. So I'd end up being a driver,
there you go.
So everything, it's all back to normal, but now I get paid.
Exactly.
Awesome.
It's perfect.
Genius.
Me. Better get it. I'm just doing my vocal warm up and speaking from the heart about how much I love Chuck and Stacy. It's up here, my heart. Yeah, there you go. Oh, Chuck and Stacy, congratulations. Enjoying a free cup of nothing. Actually, there's nothing in here, but I love this mug. I love this mug from VO Buzz Weekly. I can't hear myself. I just wanted to say congratulations. I'm Lori Allen on your 100th episode. You guys have I can put this down. You guys have made so much meaning and joy to so many people, from casting people to directors to voice talent to everyone that studies and wants to be in the voiceover world. So inclusive and feels so warm and so loved. And we all just appreciate your generosity and your love. And Chuck, I really love your hair. I want to know who does your hair. And Stacy, you may be a girl of Disney-like, you know, proportions and sweetness, but you're still my Stacy from New York. I love you guys, and here's to hundreds and hundreds more. Mwah! Love you. Mazel tov.
Yeah. How do you go from being a guy in a popular rock band to a guy producing the best demos for voiceover talent? I mean, I know, you know, I started doing voiceover, and you learned about it kind of through that. But then, how do you and your girl together say, hey, let's have a voiceover talk show? What made you want to do that? What made you decide to put in all this time and effort to create this thing in the first place? Both of you.
Well, that's actually a really good question. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody really knows the truth. Very good, Jesse. Yeah. And not very many people know the answer to that, but it's really simple. I mean, listen, you've been in the VO business now for a long time. I've been in the voiceover business now for over 20 years producing demos. Mm-hmm. And you've been in the voiceover business now for how long?
About 7 years.
7 years.
And we're going to get a little bit
about how that all started.
Yeah.
But, you know, we had knowledge, you know what I mean? And all my friends are in the voiceover business. So Stacy and I used to go for walks, you know, after dinner. And we wanted to do something that we wanted to put something together we can do together. Mm-hmm. You know, a little project that we can do together to spend more quality time together.
That's nice.
You know, and a few things that we thought about were not, didn't work out.
Bad.
But then we thought about doing VO Buzz Week and say, hey, what about a show about the voiceover business and where we can have guests and let people from around the world, let them into Hollywood, let them into LA and to meet people like you and to get inside the minds of the superstars that are making it happen.
Yeah.
And so we did, and that's
and we kind of researched, obviously, and this format we didn't really find out there. I mean, there's other wonderful podcasts out there.
Oh, yeah.
But kind of just the tack that we wanted to take about it and just that we wanted to get more, we wanted to get more into the lives of people who are successful and the paths and the patterns that they take to get there. Because whether you're a voice actor, a producer, an accountant, a teacher, success is success. Mm-hmm. Rejection is rejection. Resilience, persistence, all of those things are universal. It's universal to the human story.
Yeah.
So what I love is when we get emails from people from all over the world that say, I'm not even a voice talent. I'm just a fan of it. I don't even want to ever be in the voiceover business. But when Jess was talking about that story of trusting your instinct and not overthinking it, that resonated with me. So that's what I love. I love helping the voiceover community because I love being in it as well as the on-camera world. But I love how supportive and nurturing and familial it is.
Yeah.
But then I love when people who aren't even in it or aspire to be get something out of the show and feel inspired to go, you know what, I'm going to go take ballroom dance class or do something that they've been maybe holding back on, and then something that you guys have said or something that we've offered. I love the fact that we're putting something good into the world inspiring people.
As opposed to the alternative.
Yeah. As opposed to exploiting. You know, we're not coming out here going and getting into your business and your skeletons. We're celebrating what everyone who sat in that chair brings to the world.
Exactly. Yeah. And for 2 years, you know, Stacy and I have been, you know, taking time away and you know, from our busy schedules and, you know, as our guests have.
Yeah,
big time commitment. And people are like, I can't believe that you guys don't charge for your show.
You've been charging me. Wait a minute, you're not charging me?
Well, you're the only guy that we charge because you have more money than everybody else.
All right,
that's why.
Well, in that case, it works in my favor.
Yeah, exactly. No, and it's like, you know, in the beginning, we said, listen, we don't want to charge for the show. We want to give to the community. We want to give people, you know, information that they can't get anywhere else. And if we're going to make money from the show, we're going to make it in a different way. That way hasn't come about yet, but it will. You know, we have sponsors. We have people advertising on our site.
Yeah.
That brings instant income, but we're not going to charge the people out there that want to get fed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those are not the people.
And that's beautiful. And that'll come back to you, man. And I always say all the time that, you know, it's like, you know, I'm grateful in myself that I have a very healthy perspective about things.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't like it when people, I always say on stage when we play Rock Sugar shows, I always say that there's like a lot of rock stars put this dividing line between the people who come and see them and
that's
the people
right.
who are on the stage. There's no dividing line. If I wasn't up on the stage, I'd be down there watching with these people. And it's the same with voiceover. It's like the people who appreciate what we do need to know that we appreciate them just as much. And you guys have had a lot of really good people sitting here. So it doesn't surprise me, Stacy, to hear you say that sometimes people who aren't even concerned with getting ahead in the industry watch it because there's some great stories and there's some great inspirational stuff.
Yeah.
And I always say at the end of the day, that I don't, coming back to perspective again, I don't feel like what I do in the course of doing cartoons or animation or announcing or whatever it is that I'm doing is that important in the scheme of things, but it, if it makes one person happy, then that was a good day, you know? And it's like, if you can inspire anybody to make a positive change in their life, just through kindness or through relating mistakes that you've made, how valuable is that? You know, and if you can do it while the guy's talking like Yogi Bear, then that's even better. You know what I mean? Then it becomes.
Is there anyone
even...
you'd like to bring out right now in this Hallmark moment, Jess?
No, you guys aren't paying me enough. But it's like, but you know what I'm saying?
I'm an apple.
Well, in that case, well, you know, in that case, Bill Cosby says, yes, I want to have an apple on my Jell-O pudding. But anyway, no, it's just, it's a very positive, positive thing, you know, and with that in mind, I'd like to ask you both. I just think this is an interesting question that people might want to know because I'd like to know it. So you've done 100 of these things.
Yeah.
From the first episode where you had that really good-looking guy, but he looked like he was huge.
Very, yeah. That Hulk-like.
To, the Hulk with the hair. It was like the Cowardly Lion's love child.
That's what it was.
Yeah. You are Ironhide. There's no CGI.
I was Ironhide.
They don't even CGI him. It's he is.
I was Ironhide, meeting the Cowardly Lion at the same time. Okay, so coming from that, 100 episodes later, I'd like to ask both of you guys, what are you proudest of from VO Buzz Weekly? When you look back on the first 100 episodes and the impact you've made or whatever, you know, what's your proudest VO Buzz achievement to date? How's that?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I'm like a guest host, man.
Hey, you know what? We're turning the cards around here.
I'm like Kathy Lee without the alcohol, man. This is outstanding.
We have cards.
Well,
Jess
we did
here.
Tell Jesse today, listen, we're not really, this is not our regular format interview show.
We're just going to have a chat,
you know?
Yeah.
And so we're going there.
We are there.
Don't change the subject. Yeah. What's your proudest thing from the 100 episodes looking
Stacey?
Back?
Stacey?
Well, let me see if I can capsulize it. I think for me, it's... I've learned so much.
I bet. Me too.
I mean, just nuts and bolts things from the logistics of technology and having a digital brand and learning the website back end and doing all those things and writing blogs and content and just expanding my talents and my abilities and challenging myself and saying, because I say yes to everything, you know, and it's like, if I don't know how to do it,
she doesn't mean that all you guys watching.
No,
go on.
But if I know, I'm like, what's the worst that could happen?
Yeah.
So I really love that we both were able to use our strengths doing this project, but also we said, okay, we're going to cut it down the middle. I don't know how to do that. You don't know how to do that, but let's split it up. Let's divide it up. I found that I work really well with Chuck, which is great.
Yeah, it's nice.
I mean, I trust him with my life.
Yeah.
So that was really exciting. And I love that I've made so many incredible relationships and deepened relationships with people that I already knew.
That's nice.
The level of support. And then I think just for me as a voice talent, I feel like I've had this incredible masterclass. Every time someone sits there and every guest has been so generous and so
nice
just welcoming. And so I feel like I have taken, I don't know, I've just been immersed in an amazing thing.
That's
so.
All good, man.
That's awesome, man. The thing that I'm most proud of is, and it's really simple, you know, here's an industry, the voiceover industry, that's so beautiful and so giving and every, you know, you talk about, you know, people call you for a job and you're like, you know what? I know somebody else is actually really good for this.
Yeah.
And you'd recommend them. And that's a $50,000, $60,000 job. But it's not about the money, man. It's like, you know, it's family. And I feel, what I'm most proud of is I feel that to that wonderful family that's out there, that we are putting in a little bit of extra goodness into that family.
Plus, you've been adopted. You're like stepchildren.
Exactly. This is amazing. So I feel like I'm just putting good in, you know,
absolutely.
To something that's already great.
Yeah.
And I'm really proud about that.
Well, you should be. And you do that. You both do, you know.
Yeah.
And thank you. Yeah. And your awareness.
So do you. You do it every single day, man.
Well, thanks, man.
Hey, happy 100, Chuck and Stacey, and thank you for letting me be a part of one of the voiceover community's very best educational vehicles, VO Buzz Weekly, and it's fun to watch. See ya.
Hi, I'm Dan Leonard in the East.
And I'm George Whittam in the West.
And we'd like to congratulate our great friends over at VO Buzz Weekly on their 100th episode. So congratulations to...
the lovely Stacey Oswad.
and the lovely Chuck Duran. Congratulations, guys.
Hey, Chuck and Stacy, it's Sam Riegel here saying congratulations on your 1,000,000th episode. Huh? What's that? Oh, it's only 100? Okay, that's still pretty good.
Generosity and just being a decent person usually ends up rewarding you. We've talked about this, and you find it in life, right? Mm-hmm. So when I recommend people for other jobs, part of it is because I genuinely believe that they could do a better job at something than I could. Although I can tell you too, there's been several times that people have said, hey, do you do this or whatever? And I'll say, no, but you know who does it good is so-and-so.
Right.
And then they'll get either him or somebody else, and then I hear the finished product and I'll think, oh, I could have done that, you know?
Right, right.
But whatever. The point is, in the process of doing good business and being a good person, it actually has benefited my reputation a lot, because I sort of have this reputation in town that, oh, you know, Jess can do anything. He can do anything. Well, that's totally not true. The reason people think that I can do anything is because I have a saying that I created, which is really good. Use this, folks, in whatever area of your life you think it'll apply. If you want people to think you're Superman, all you got to do is make sure they don't see your kryptonite.
Exactly.
Very good.
You dig?
I love it.
So it's like when people say to me, hey, man, can you do an impression of this? Or can you do a really great horse whinny? Or can you do so-and-so and so-and-so? If I can't do it really well, you know, and I'm just being realistic. I'm not being self-deprecating or insecure. Like, this is not telling anybody to go home and think, oh, I can't do anything good. Of course you can do things good. Just be realistic about it.
Right.
If I can't do something really, really well, I'm not even going to submit for it, man.
Right.
I'm not even going to step up and send an audition. You know why? Because I don't want those people who are looking on the list and see my name coming up going, oh, Jess is going to have something good. And then all of a sudden it shows up and they're like, huh.
Wasn't that good?
I've never heard him do a really bad impression before. Yeah. That was weird. I guess Jess is slipping.
I guess he can't do
everything. I guess he can't do everything. See,
he's
this
not
way,
Superman.
Right, everybody thinks that I'm so awesome. It's just because I don't let him see all the stuff that sucks, you know?
Yeah.
So that comes in very,
good,
very handy.
That's good advice.
You know? So, Absolutely. Yeah, so take that to heart. Well, that's the other thing I was going to say that I love about what you guys do, and one of the reasons I recommend it so highly is because people ask me all the time, they say, I want to study, I want to take a class. And I always say, well, this is before you guys came along. I say, well, take a class, but just make sure you're taking a class with somebody who's qualified to teach you.
Absolutely.
Don't take a class with somebody who, God bless them, man, I'm not dissing anybody, but don't take a class if you can avoid it with somebody who would love to be working but isn't or hasn't or never did, so they figure, well, I'll teach a class. And it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Okay, well, what you guys have that's so amazing, and if I were trying to get into it and I didn't have ADD, I would totally take advantage of the fact that you guys basically sit down with the Billy Wests and the Rob Paulsons and the Jim Cummings and of the industry and say, tell me everything, man.
Yeah.
What's your process? How do you do this? How'd you get started? What are your secrets? What are your mistakes? What have you learned? And it's like, all I can say is that, you know, if unless folks had an unlimited checkbook, you couldn't afford that. And it's free. I don't, you know.
You're absolutely right.
I don't know how they do it.
It would cost you thousands to sit down with just a few of the guests that we've had on this show to share what they've shared.
Yeah,
so,
everyone has been so generous.
I agree.
And actually, in the spirit of that, let's take a look at some more clips.
Let's go to the tape.
Congratulations, Chuck and Stacy, on your 100th show.
100 episodes of VO Buzz Weekly.
Scott Brick.
Pat Fraley. We've both done episodes of VO Buzz Weekly, so we thought we would both congratulate Chuck and Stacy. It's a momentous occasion.
100. Do you remember your 100th book?
My 100th book, it was Mary Shelley, Frankenstein.
Frankenstein?
Yeah.
Did you get to say, hey, smoke good,
No, because that's not actually in the book.
Really?
No, that's just in the movie.
That's a good line.
That should be in.
Yeah.
What about you? Do you remember your 100th cartoon? The 100th piece of animation?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What was it?
It was a TV show.
What was it?
Dinky the Duck.
Yeah. Were you Dinky?
No, I was Winky. It was a, you know, plum roll.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. I was an owl.
Well... I remember my episode. I really loved it. I got to talk about stuff. I got to talk about process. I mean, was the same for you? When I did my episode, I talked about the process, how we prepare. I would talk about preparing the text, but then I talked about like how to prepare myself, my mood, my emotions.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you get into
it? Yeah, I got into that.
What did you talk about?
Oh, technique, specifically some really sophisticated timing for comedy effect.
Oh, like what?
I did a spit take.
A spit take?
Yeah. But hey, look, it takes some finesse to be able to time perfectly a well-executed spit take.
That's so lowbrow. Okay, I'm done.
No, come on, Pat.
There's only so far you can lower yourself.
Yeah, well, you'd be surprised because it's a double spit take. It's like a double take spit take.
Are you proud of yourself?
Yeah.
What is this? What year is this?
2013.
Thanks. We're wrapping up. Wait
a minute. You've already been talking too long. You've already been talking too long because now we need to ask you some stuff. Okay?
Oh, all right. Ask me some stuff. Yeah.
So, why don't you ask him the?
Okay. So since we've seen you on the show.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Hey, Josh.
Who needs to do the voice of the Hulk when you just beat all right?
Me smash.
Apple good. What are some other memorable moments for you in your life since our viewers have seen you?
Oh, wow. Well, let's see. Yeah. You know, show business in general can be a hard business, and it can mess with people. And,
yeah.
And, you know, I really hate sometimes when I work with some famous folks and they show signs of entitlement or show signs of maybe believing that they're somehow better than people who don't do what they do just because they got really blessed and happen to get paid for a talent. I always say that everybody has talents that I don't have and you don't have and you don't have.
Yeah.
They may not be as much fun at parties as what I can do or what some other people can do, but who cares, man? Put it this way, if me and you break down in a car and you don't know how to fix a car, we're gonna die because I am the last guy to help you with that, you know? And at that point, I really value somebody who is talented at fixing things.
And we're definitely not getting picked up by a hitchhiker because nobody's gonna stop for you.
Well, that...
Because they're gonna be like, whoa, it's Sasquatch, you know?
No, they'd be like, that's the guy from Whitesnake.
Yeah, they will.
And so then they pull over.
80s chicks will stop for us.
They stop for us, that's big time.
But anyway, we're back on the road. The car's fixed.
Congratulations, Chuck and Stacy. You did it. You did 100 million episodes.
Yeah.
And we were on one. Well, I was on one and she was on one.
Yeah.
So together we were on two.
We are so excited that you are doing this because it's so important in this town and you've kind of given exposed.
Yes.
We're two really important people.
I liked exposing myself.
So thank you very, very much. And we wish you the best and congratulations. Thank you for doing this. It's so important in our town.
Yeah, and have us on again, will you?
This is an actor.
What?
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, him too.
This is somebody who you haven't interviewed. Oh, by the way, this is DC.
No, he has been on.
Yeah, I've been on.
Oh, and this is, and another talented person.
Would you like to say something?
No, not at all. I said enough on their show.
Oh, yes, you did.
Okay, so.
Okay. That's it.
We did our part.
We're done.
You know, every so often, someone in the voiceover community comes along and provides us with invaluable information and inspiration. Zurich accomplished that with VoiceOver Universe. James Allberger and Penny Abshire redefined the industry with voice. John Florian upped the ante with VoiceOver Extra. And recently, two more amazing people have stepped forward to contribute another jewel in the crown, Chuck Duran and Stacey Aswad with VO Buzz Weekly. Now, besides being smart and funny and always prepared, Chuck and Stacey have raised the bar on what it takes to develop and maintain a great idea, VO Buzz Weekly, by interviewing the top professionals in the voiceover industry. Their presentations are always informative and entertaining, and their production values are consistently top-notch. This is Mark Cashman saying congratulations, Chuck and Stacey, on your 100th episode of VO Buzz Weekly. Hope you have many, many more.
I'm always meeting kids out there, and you know, when I do these Comic-Cons and stuff like that. And, you know, met a little boy recently, and you know, he came up, and it was just as sweet as he could be, and his name was Christopher, and he came over, and I, you know, I could tell that maybe he was a little bit socially awkward, a little shy or whatever, very sweet. And he said that before he came downstairs that he got real scared because he was locked in the bathroom and he couldn't get out of the bathroom. And I said, is that bad? And he goes, oh yeah, that's not cool. And I said, that's not cool. I said, do you think I'm cool? He said, yeah. I said, dude, I lock myself in the bathroom on purpose 3 times a day just so somebody will come let me out. You know, and he's like, you do? You know? Yeah. And so we became buddies. And through the course of these days that I was there, every time I saw him, I high-fived him and stuff. And, you know, it was not a big deal to me. I was just being a nice guy to a nice kid. Yeah. But I hear from his mom, you know, and she says, you know, that sometimes he has a hard time making friends and that sometimes kids can be cruel and that but now he talks about how he's got this friend who does these cartoons, you know? And it's just a beautiful thing. And that's just an opportunity. I'm not saying it to pat myself on the back. It's just an opportunity to show that just by being kind to people, sometimes you make differences that you don't know you're making. I've had a lot of people tell me they watch cartoon series that I've been on when they're sick, or if somebody in the house had an accident and they're recuperating, they would make that part of their day, was watching a show together like that, you know? Yeah. And like just this last weekend, I was in Memphis and I got to, first of all, I got to play with these kids at the School of Rock.
That's right. I saw those videos.
Yeah. Yeah, which was great, dude. And I'll tell you the truth, Chuck, I was nervous because they said, hey, you want to play the School of Rock? I said, what's the School of Rock? They said, it's a bunch of kids that play instruments. I thought it was going to be like 5-year-olds with toy drums and like those big sticks. Yeah. And I'd be up there singing Journey songs.
Yeah. Fisher Price.
Yeah, you know, I didn't know. So, but they turned out to be great. And I think I hope that I inspired them, and I definitely made them
rock out.
I'm
sure you did.
Yeah. And it's like, it's just these little.
Always do things like that, man. You are such a cool freaking dude. That's why you're my best friend.
Yeah, dude. This is, but I'm just saying, it's like, what's great about it is that, see, but here's the good news. I have a platform to do this stuff because I got into voiceover and I got really blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I do this all the time. So people, I get these opportunities.
Yeah.
I would still try to do it if I was working at Burger King, but I think people would be like, call the cops. This guy's coming over to, you know.
No, but there's, everyone can find a way in their own realm, whether it's holding a door, just smiling at somebody.
Yep.
I mean, you can find your way. It takes a lot less energy and time to be kind.
Oh, absolutely.
And to be loving.
And a lot less stress.
Absolutely. Oh,
right? So it's good to be, it's good to be nice, man.
For sure.
Chuck and Stacy, congratulations to you. 100 episodes. I figured you'd done 1,000 episodes, judging by how professional you guys are. What a killer, awesome studio you have, the whole setup, the stage, the questions, the way you guys are, you really elevate the whole thing. I mean this seriously. You know, there's a lot of very good voiceover podcasts and programs and stuff out there. Yours is like, you're in the 1%. You're in the 0.5%. I'll tell you what else I really loved about my visit to you guys was, and you know what I'm going to mention, the beautiful coffee mug you gave me. That thing went into high rotation the moment I brought it home. And as you'll see here, it is unfortunately missing from my collection of favorite coffee mugs. Now, I'm not looking for a handout or anything, but I would love the opportunity to get another one. I'm sure I can afford it. It's just a spot and a tag, probably. So let's talk about that. And once again, congratulations to you. Fade to black.
And as far as other news in my life, I got engaged.
Oh, you got engaged?
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
I'm very excited.
Jess
dude.
Harnell gets engaged.
I know, and she's fantastic.
She is beautiful, and she is the coolest girl ever.
Totally sweet.
She's
absolutely. We love you, Christine.
Yeah.
Mwah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this coming year, man, we're talking like, you know, it's going to be a...
You got to get your best man jacket ready, dude.
It's hanging on the closet, baby. It's ready to go.
And you're all invited.
Yeah, let's go. That's going to be a party right there,
It's going to be great, man. Well, the greatest thing about it, as you guys know, is that, you know, when you find the right person, all of a sudden... You know, first of all, you don't have to ask yourself any more questions, which is really nice. You know, like there's that great old saying, it's like, how do you know when you're in love? I don't know. I just know you know when you're not.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know? And if you have to ask, you're probably not.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful. And, I'll tell you, man, it's great because you know what you find, too, is when you have a happy relationship, it really sort of frees up your mind for greater success because all the time and energy that you would expend worrying about something or feeling bad about something, you can now...
Make your own show.
Yeah, make your own voiceover show. Or in my case, I can honestly tell you that, I mean, and God willing, it continues because it's amazing, but I've never been busier in my whole career than I've been like in the last year. It's
You're
just
balanced.
True, Jesse.
Yeah, yeah. I'm
you
balanced.
Are balanced.
Yeah. I'm like,
exactly.
I'm at, you know, I'm at peace, man.
I know. Yeah. I know.
And you guys are great together.
Thank
We're
you.
Happy
yeah,
thank you
really
you.
Are. I mean,
She's
I'm so
amazing.
Happy that that you guys, that God put you guys together because literally you were made for each other.
Isn't that neat?
You know, I've known you for so long.
Your hair has never looked better, thanks to Christine.
Not only that, but I have never seen you as happy.
And I've always been pretty happy, but I'm happier now.
No, I know. Yeah. But I mean, internally, there's this like happiness is just seeping out of you.
Yeah, she's
and I know that a lot of it is because of Christine.
She's my little flashlight.
Absolutely.
Man. Yeah. So so life's just a groove, you know. And I'm so stoked to be doing what I do, and I'm stoked that she's there and have friends like you. And you know, now in the next year of your life, I have a question.
Yeah.
So let's say, so it takes you 2 years to do 100 episodes, right?
Yeah,
pretty
roughly,
much.
Yeah.
Is that about right?
Mm-hmm.
So in 2 years from now, when we're looking at episode 200, what would you like to achieve with this thing between now and then? Where do you see VO Buzz Weekly going, and where do you hope it goes?
Well, wow. I think the 200th episode will be on location with you in Maui.
Yeah, there you go. I love it there, man.
That would be a good,
in
right?
Hammocks. We'll have
yeah,
on, baby.
Oh, that'd be all my buddies in Maui.
That's
you heard
what,
that.
Yes.
You know, hook
that's,
me up with my usual room.
Exactly. We want ours, too.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking
that's
about.
It.
Well, you know what, man? What I would, you know.
I want to watch another video.
Yeah.
Chuck, Stacy, it's Bill Ratner. Can you guys see me? I'm pretty much of an audio guy, actually. So anyway, I just want to say what a thrill it's been to be sleeping on your couch for the last 90 days. And I know I left a mess last night, but whoo, what a time I had. Anyway, I'll clean that up. And also, as far as your video podcast is concerned, you guys are like totally boss. I broke the coffee cup that you gave me, but like, you know, pretend this one says, you know, VO Buzz and Bill Ratner, like, over and out.
Hey, you two. Nancy Wolfson here, sending you some big audio love on your Platinum Jubilee. Okay, everyone's wondering, what's the secret to what drove you to 100? I think I figured it out, okay? Two things. The first is something you have in common with all the successful guests you've had on your show. Your passion for what you do is so authentic, you couldn't not do it. The second, you're both brilliant. How can we tell? It's not just because Chuck knows his way around all those fancy buttons and switches, or because Stacy got her ticket punched at Juilliard. No. I did a little research, and come to find out, the customary gift for a centennial anniversary is a 10-carat diamond. Stacy's no fool. She didn't organize this party after the 6th episode, where the traditional exchange after 6 years is candy. And apparently a 7th anniversary is honored with something like wool or friggin' pottery. No. 100 episodes... 10-carat diamond. Smart girl running this show. Chuck, her favorite color is clear.
I had a goal when we first started this VO Buzz Weekly. I had a goal in mind.
You had a goal.
You know? And obviously, we haven't accomplished that goal yet, but
what
you
is
know,
the goal?
Maybe
did,
by the 200. The goal is this. And I know it's a little out there. And
hey,
not,
so was Walt Disney's.
Not, there's not exactly.
There's not an exact number
that's attached
it.
To it.
No.
Okay?
Yes.
But what I would like is I would like every single person that is in the voiceover industry
on the planet
to be aware of VO Buzz Weekly.
Wow.
That's what I want.
Well, I think you're well on your way, man.
I don't care if Jennifer Aniston knows about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But
well, she doesn't need the money.
Exactly. But everybody who's in the voiceover industry.
Yeah, well, I think that's great. And listen, if you're going to dream big, man.
Dream big, right?
Yeah,
they always say, shoot for the moon, because even if you miss, you'll wind up in the stars.
Absolutely.
And that's a nice place to be.
But it's really cool to see where we started and where we are. And I think maybe I said this earlier, but I'm also happy for us that we went for it and we didn't wait until, and I think so often in your life, you have kind of that, you may have that mindset of, well, I'm going to wait until this happens
perfect,
to do that.
Right.
Or and we didn't have $1 million budget. We didn't have the perfect set. We didn't have, but we just said, you know what, let's start. And so it's pretty cool to see the progression of where we were. And just, I mean, I'm so proud of you because you were not
as
a quote host.
Yeah, he sure wasn't a host.
You know, and I mean, just to see, you know, how, and it's just, again, I mean, I'm grateful for you and I'm grateful
for our
crew and I'm grateful for everybody who supports us and everybody who believes that what we're doing is good and that it's helping people. And I love that we're helping people.
Yeah, I think so.
Amen,
too.
Sister.
And speaking of helping people, let's watch another video, dude.
Yeah.
Look, all these people love you guys. Let's hear what they got to say.
Hey there, Chuck and Stacy. It's Brian. Wow, 100 episodes already? I can't believe it's flown by so quickly. The show's awesome. Your guests are awesome. It's intelligent. It's informative. It's educational. It's above all entertaining. You guys are so awesome and put on a great show, and it just rocks. And I'm so happy to have been part of it and been invited on as a guest. I can't tell you how much it meant to me. We never miss a week at our house, and we absolutely love it. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much for doing this show. And we can't wait to see what you got coming for the next 100. Love you guys so much.
Chuck, Stacy, Steve Bloom here. Like the hat? It's the closest thing I got to a cool Chuck hat, huh? Huh? Not my thing. See, that's why I'm a voice actor. Anyway, guys, just wanted to wish you congratulations on your 100th episode. Is that really true, or you guys just buzz? Because, I mean, hanging out with you and that one day, and it was like I'm still buzzed, and because it's VO Buzz, also not my thing. Anyway, congratulations, guys. I love you. You're providing an incredible service for the whole voiceover community and for all the fans out there. So thank you. Keep it going. May it go on for a long time to come. Love you guys. Peace.
Well, you know something that I was kind of thinking about when driving over here is like, I think that one really amazing thing about what you guys are doing is you have like a kind of a worldwide audience.
Yeah,
right?
True.
I mean, you know, back in the day before everything was digital, you know, you sort of had to be in LA or New York, you know, or at least in a very, very big city to try to do stuff like this. And I know that there must be people watching right now. Hi, people.
Hi, people.
Watching and they're, you know, they're in Texas or they're in, you know, Ohio, and they're thinking, wow, you know, I'd love to try to throw my hat in the ring, maybe first online and get an agent where you are and see what you can do there. But if you want to move up to the big leagues and come out here, that can be kind of a daunting idea.
Heck yeah.
But Stacy did that.
Oh, absolutely.
And I mean, now Stacy, I know you've lived a lot of places and you have background in New York and everything like that, but if I'm not mistaken, you moved to LA from North Carolina, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so my question that I'd like to, that I'm kind of curious about is, did you move here from North Carolina with voiceover in mind as a goal? I mean, was that, I want to go to LA to do voiceover, or what was your goal? And what advice would you give to somebody, wherever they may be, who's thinking of, wow, I'm gonna go to the big city and try to do this thing. What have you learned, or what can you offer?
Well, yeah, I mean, initially I came out here because I had my Disney opportunity, my Disney hosting opportunity.
For those who don't know, do they know about that?
Stacy is the face of Disney World. When you stay at Disney World, and has been for the past 8 years, by the way, when you stay anywhere near the vicinity of Disney World, and you turn on your TV, she's the first thing that you see. She's
got her own channel. Being bossy.
Yeah, she's got her own channel. She takes you through all of Disney, shows you all the spectacular things to see and the rides.
And has for years now.
And has for years, man.
Yeah, it was kind of disturbing, too, because frankly, we went there to play a gig.
Yes,
Chuck and
with
I.
Larry the Cable Guy.
Because get her down. We went over there and play a show with Larry the Cable Guy. And we were in the hotel and we're settling in and turn on the TV and there's Stacy.
Hello. Okay?
Now this is great. And I actually got a big kick out of it. But I turned the volume down because we're talking or whatever. Well, later that night, you know, the show's over and there's my girl and everything. And I'm like, come here, honey. You look so pretty and I want to get an embrace going. And I look over her shoulder and there's Stacy telling me to, you know, go bungee jumping off a Donald Duck or whatever. And I'm like, oh, this isn't going to work anymore. So we had to shut that down.
Sorry.
But anyway, we digress. So you moved here. You had the Disney thing. So you're doing that.
Yeah, so that was an original, kind of my first catalyst to say, hey, I want to go to a bigger pond.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew when I came out here that there was no plan B. I was going to be in the entertainment business. And I had done a little bit of voiceover, not that much, a few little radio spots here and there. And I thought, you know what, when I go out there, I'm going to the Mecca. I'm going to do voiceover. And so the first thing that I was told was you need a demo. I said, great. So in my verbo...
Well, that's even, not to interrupt you, but that's assuming that you have acting chops already, which you had because you'd studied.
True, yes.
Because you should never make a demo until you have acting chops.
Exactly.
So continue.
But I had been doing theater and commercials, and
yes,
I had my whole first life as a professional dancer. And so I definitely had the acting chops. And so I said, well, okay, I'm ready to do it. And of course, in my Virgo diligence, I'm like, well, who should I do it with? And so friends I had out here gave a few names, and at the top of everyone's list was Chuck Duran.
Wow, isn't that something?
Wow.
And so I said, okay, so did my research, and then I remember the first time I talked to Chuck, and I thought, yeah, he's got, you know, he was just sharp, quick, clearly knew what he was doing, and I'm like, and he was like two blocks away from where I was living.
Yeah.
I was like, bonus, I don't have to go in the car.
Yeah,
so, bonus,
how nice is that?
Right.
So, but it was great. I mean, and the first time I met, I met you, I knew that I was in the right hands.
Yeah.
And just his whole philosophy and his whole approach to it wasn't just, let me take your money, throw you in the
booth.
Oh yeah, that was fine. It was the most incredible vocal workout. I mean, every single spot was done until it was absolute perfection. And it just, I felt so confident and excited to get my demos out there. And I started booking work before I had an agent. Mm. And Chuck actually gave me my very first voiceover Absolutely. Job
is that
ever.
Right?
Wow, yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, when I met...
They started hiring me for campaigns before I had an agent. And it took me a good 10 months of submitting and resubmitting and, oh, we don't, you know, we can't take anyone on right now. And I just, you know, forged ahead. And it took about 10 months to finally sign. But Chuck gave me my first campaigns. And I was starting to work. And I was coming in here and I was working with people that were, I mean, veterans. And I was just like,
wow,
this is awesome. Cool.
Wow, that's great.
And this whole studio was full of people that had been working for a long time. Yeah. And so I got to, again, because I'm such a sponge, and I was listening and watching and learning and things that I didn't know. I mean, a lot of times things I've done, the first time I read to picture was on a job. Wow, no one knew it. I literally thought that they brought a TV in for me.
Oh, that's nice.
Because
good
it was
for
like,
you.
Oh,
yes.
This is going to be a long session.
Oh, they brought
session.
A TV in for me.
Yeah, sure,
so they're
they
gonna
did.
Let me watch TV. And then all of a sudden, and I'm hearing people talk about beeps, and I'm like, uh-huh. And, okay. Uh-huh. And I'm like, just, you know, playing it off like.
Fake it till you make it, man.
Yes, exactly. Right? And all of a sudden, I'm seeing, oh, those images kind of match with, okay. And so, but I was just learning it on the fly because I was open. I just surrendered to... I was fearless.
Well, you know what's funny is that's a good word to refer back to, because what I was thinking when you were telling the story, and I mean, obviously I've heard these stories before because I know you guys, we're buddies, but it's like you were fearless when you moved from your home where you were comfortable and knew people and had a life. You're fearless when you moved out here. But isn't it amazing how when you were brave enough and you stepped up and you said, I'm going to follow that dream, in the process of following that dream, another dream came true.
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing.
Hello. I am voiceover artist Scott Rummel. Today I'm coming from the Scott Rummel Laboratory and Institute of Audio Excellence and Advancement. And today I've been testing the latest in mobile studio technology, the Cat in the Hat ISDN Travel Hat. It's fantastic. You know, a lot of people say, Scott, what's your secret? Well, I have many secrets. But I think what they're asking really is, Scott, what's the secret to your big pipes? And I'll tell you, every morning I start with a piping hot cup of VO Buzz Weekly. Followed by the brand new VO Buzz Weekly Granola Body Bar. It's vegan, protein and fiber rich, naturally sweetened. It's delicious. But that's not the only secret to VO Buzz Weekly. Yes, they're committed to the finest in voiceover beverage and food products, but they also have a show on the interweb. Oh, on the internet, where they interview the finest in voiceover people. And I'm not bragging, but I was the very first guest. No, I was scheduled to be the first guest, but running late because of a session, so they recorded Jess Harnell first, but I had the honor of being the second guest on VO Buzz Weekly. And I'd really like to take this time to seriously say, Chuck and Stacy, congratulations on 100 episodes. Thank you so much for your contribution to our voiceover community, to your commitment to our craft, and seriously, their friendship. Love you guys. God bless. And now I'm running late for a session. This next session will be done from the latest in portable booth technology, the Whisper Room 1000 Gondola Series. Shh. In a world of boring web TV shows, one stands above the rest, VO Buzz Weekly. It's been called awesome, outstanding.
That's when really I met Stacy, I remember her walking into the door. We had a meeting and we had our little consultation, which I have with everybody that I meet with, to even, to figure out if we were going to be able to work together.
Right.
I won't work with anybody who isn't ready to
do it. Right. You don't want to waste their money.
Absolutely.
Which I think is excellent.
So,
yeah.
And I remember, man, she had the eye of the tiger. You know, it's like, you
take
could just
bump, bump, bump.
Not only was she cute, but she had the eye of the tiger. I'm like, this girl's serious. She's definitely going to do something. And she had this great personality. So anyways, when we did her demo and stuff, and she wanted it so bad, and you could tell that I was like, and she was so sweet. You know, she's just like a kind, gentle, beautiful little girl. You know, I just felt, you know, really like I don't know. I felt attracted to her, definitely. But it wasn't really like that at first.
No, but you were always so, you respected
I did.
Me and my talent, and you did not. You I weren't, did. It was not that classic Hollywood story.
No, no,
my studio, honey.
No.
I got a job.
But
for
I
you.
Had to. I
you
said
were very
I have
professional.
To. I want to give her her first job.
You wanted to
she
help
came.
Me.
She moved out to L.A. I wanted to be able to do that. But and I did. But you know, I didn't get her any other jobs. You know, she went out there, man, and she plowed. And what she's created in the past, I mean, she started a new career.
Yeah.
In such a little amount of time.
That's a big deal.
So
that's not
people
easy.
Say, you know, can I move to L.A. or do New York? Can I start a new career in voiceover? If you're serious and you listen to the principles that the Jess Harnells and all the guys that are on the show talk about, that you can do it too. And that's what Stacy did.
Well, and I remember meeting you the first time, Jesse, and then getting to know you.
Didn't you interrogate her?
Yeah, well, sure, but that was on a personal level. It wasn't like this interrogation.
You're like, well, let's see here.
But I remember thinking, and this is something that I know many guests of our guests have said too, is, you know, when you want to be at a certain level, you surround yourself with those people.
Yeah.
And you've always been so supportive as my brother.
Ah, sweet.
And always so supportive, and you've been always really honest with me if I've asked you for feedback about my performance. But just knowing you and getting to see your path and knowing your journey from, you know, Br'er Rabbit all the way on, you know, it's very cool to see, and I appreciate all that you've
Well, that's,
you know.
That's very sweet. Well, it's like you said earlier, though, it's like there's this, there's a great saying, and it says, if you want to slay dragons, follow a dragon slayer.
There you go.
Right? And it's like, that's
I'm
what
I'm going to use that.
That's what it's about.
That's
you know what
beautiful.
I mean? It's like, well, but so many people, you know, they call it modeling. It's like, it's like, you want to be successful? Find somebody who's successful at what you want to do and do what they do.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe not in their entire life, but in the capacity of their occupation.
Exactly.
But I think, too, and we talked earlier about the, you know, the fact that it is a business, and I think it's great to want to be creative, and there's a lot of ways to have creative outlets. But I think to really be competitive and to really make this a career and not a hobby, it has to be something like breathing that you have to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it is hard. There is rejection. There is, even at your level, you're still having to audition and prove yourself and up your bar every time for against yourself even.
This is where forgetting what I do comes in handy though, because I never really feel the sting of rejection because I don't remember auditioning in the first place.
What's our name? Do you know
what I mean? Stacy and Matt Henry.
Henry. Yeah, Henry. That's a good name.
All right, Dave, for Subway, rolling on three in a row, take seven.
Subway, eat fresh. Subway, eat fresh. Subway, eat fresh.
Dave,
what?
The promo piece for VO Buzz Weekly, remember?
Oh, yeah. Eric, Rachel, Subway, give me just a moment or so, okay?
Okay, Dave.
I got to do this. Thanks.
Hello, anybody. I'm Dave Sebastian Williams, a past honored VO Buzz Weekly guest, episode 93. My two friends and stupendous host,
Stacy
and Chuck, have selected me to speak for our entire VO industry as we thank them for going where no host producers have gone before. They have reached a milestone, 100 episodes of VO Buzz Weekly with hosts
Stacy,
Jay, and
Chuck
Duran. My very close dear friends, sincerely, you deserve the humorlessness of a congratulations and more viewers of your program all over the world at VOBuzzWeekly.com. 100 episodes. Wow. Okay, cut.
You blew their names.
We'll fix it in post. Brian, let's go back to Subway.
Subway, rolling on triplets for take eight.
Subway, eat fresh.
Yeah, so, and also, I mean, it's having people like you, you know, as a champion, and I love that you are such a champion for your clients.
Yes.
With Demos That Rock.
Yes.
I mean, you don't just produce spots and post-production.
Right.
I mean, you really sit down with people and you really
feel
it out that and let them dream and you help them.
I mean, the thing is that, you know, your typical demo producer is going to produce your demo and hopefully it'll sound really, really great.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the times it doesn't because they don't really care that much. But the bottom line is, even if you get a great sounding demo elsewhere, when you're done with that demo, they're going to say, hey, Jess, here's your demo.
Good luck.
See you later. Bye. Good luck, man.
Right.
And that's it. Yeah. You know, and I, from day one, I've never offered that service. You know, I see it
all the way through.
From the very beginning.
From the very beginning. Yeah. I want to make sure that that demo is what it needs to be in order for you to get an agent, because I know that that's always the goal,
that
and
is
to get
the goal,
work.
Sure.
And then I want to help you get an agent. You know what I mean? I have relationships that I've made over the past 20 years.
Oh,
and when somebody is at that level, okay, where I feel comfortable lending my name,
right,
then I help them. I teach them how to contact agents, what to say, what not to say, what
that's
a cover letter
really
needs to say.
And not every agent is the right, you shouldn't, not
Absolutely.
Every agent needs to be contacted. You have to be specific and
right. Follow-ups, how to follow yeah. up, when to follow up, every tiny little detail to get
yeah,
you
amazing.
From stage one to where you want to be.
That's
incredible.
That's
the service.
And that's the thing, you know, I mean, honestly, it's like if I could, you know, implore people without them thinking the obvious, which is that I'm your friend. If you're going to make a demo and your chops are good and you can act and you can read and not sound like you're reading and you have some, if you want to do characters, you have some characters and you can bring to the party, there's no place else you should go, man. Seriously speaking.
True story.
It's like, who do you go to?
Well, you, but I haven't made a new demo in like 20 years.
That's not true. We just did a promo demo.
My promo demo was great. But for animation, because that, it's like I figured, well, they can, I'll send them a video or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Well,
yeah.
You know, because you get to a point where, but when you're getting established, a demo is so important. And man, make a good one. Seriously speaking.
Yeah.
It's like I said about the kryptonite earlier. If, you know, if when people see your name, if they're going to hear your demo and it's not good, it's not going to be easy to have them listen again in 6 months to the same name
exactly.
with a better tape, so or with a better demo. So just make a good demo, seriously.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's a great advice there from my best friend. And I have to say that this has been a very non-typical,
yes.
but totally yes. awesome
very fun,
episode
right?
of VO Buzz Weekly. And there is nobody on this planet who we would want to be here sharing our 100th episode than with my best friend
thanks, man.
Planet Earth,
yeah.
Jess Harnell, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo-hoo!
What a cool dude. And you guys, we're going to see you next year. Hope you guys have a wonderful holiday
yes.
season, right?
And thank you for all the love and support and well wishes from all of our guests.
Indeed.
And we look forward to bringing you bigger and better and brighter shows. Thanks, guys.
This is Paul Pape, and I am a VO Buzz Weekly-aholic. I appeared as a guest on episodes 34, 35, 79, and 80. If you do not want to become hooked on what is the greatest show about voiceovers ever produced, do not watch VO Buzz Weekly. 100 episodes in, and they have addicted virtually every voiceover artist on the planet. When I was off camera, Stacey Oswald put kisses all over my bald head, and Chuck Duran told me that I was the greatest thing since sliced bread. This is dangerous. This is bad for the ego. Even though it may be true, you know. Coming, Doctor!
So listen, I didn't make a video because I knew that I was going to be here filming one with
true.
You guys, but I can't let the occasion go by without acknowledging again how proud I am of you both.
Thank you, man.
I'm proud of you for having the idea. And then, unlike a lot of people who have ideas, I'm proud of you for doing something about it.
Yeah.
For watching it turn into what it's turned into, for having the people you've had and sharing the knowledge that you've gotten with so many people who, if it were not for you, probably would have never had a chance to get that knowledge. So I hope that when you go to bed tonight, you'll pat each other on the back and be as proud of each other as I am of you both.
Thank you, man.
Thank
I love you.
Really sweet.
And continued success to another 1,000 episodes.
Thank
oh,
you.
Heck yeah,
thank
man.
You,
right?
You know that's coming,
woo-hoo!
Baby. All right. And next year is going to be a blast, and we'll see you then.
Think how awesome my hair is going to look then.
Bye, everybody.
Hello, Chuck and Stacy. Happy 100 episodes. I wrote a quick little song for you. You want to hear it? Here you go. I'm so glad that you are friends of mine. When I was on your show, I had a really good time. I just want to take this time to say, ooh, happy 100. Love you both.
Well, we sure hope you've enjoyed our 100th episode celebration with our friend Jess Harnell and Stacy and all of our friends from around the world.
And all of you guys, thank you so much. It is such a big party here.
Absolutely.
And we want to wish you a very happy holiday. Enjoy the time with your friends and family. And we will see you in January.
Yes, we will.
In the meantime, though, keep up with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest at VO Buzz Weekly. We love you guys. Take care. And just remember,
you always have time for a little buzz. Woohoo!
Don't just listen to VO Buzz Weekly. Watch the show in stunning HD video at VOBuzzWeekly.com, on their YouTube channel, or on the app.
VO Buzz Weekly is sponsored by Chuck Duran's
Demos That Rock.
The voiceover demo producer to the stars is now available to you.
Visit DemosThatRock.com
and take your voiceover career to the next level.
See you next time. And remember, you always have time for a little buzz.